Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature each Motown artist 45, both the A and the B sides of the 45. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Contours, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up this half hour, the Four Tops, the A side of the 45, Seven Rooms of Gloom, right here on Motown Memories.
Now you're gone. Seven rooms, that's all it is. Seven rooms of gloom. I live with emptiness without your tenderness. You took the dream I had for us and turned my dreams into dust. I watch the phone that never rings. I watch the door that never rings. Bring it back into my life. Turn the darkness into light.
Out! music's got you ready. And yeah, I go. I just wanna know.
Can you jerk like me?
That Day When She Needed Me, that actually charted, reaching number 37 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1964. And the A-side was Can You Jerk Like Me from the Contours, reaching number 47 on the pop charts, number 15 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. Before that, the Four Tops, the B-side of the 45, I'll Turn to Stone, reaching number 76 on the United States Billboard pop charts, and 50 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967. And we started this half hour with the A-side of the 45 from the Four Tops, Seven Rooms of Gloom, number 14 on the pop charts and number 10 on the Rhythm and Blues charts of 1967. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. For this hour, we're featuring each artist's 45, both the A and the B sides of the 45. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from the Supremes, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. Well, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone was both written and composed by Motown's main production and writing team at that time in 1967, Holland, Dozier & Holland, and it became the second consecutive number one pop single from the Supremes album entitled The Supremes Sing, Holland, Dozier & Holland, and it was the group's ninth overall chart topper in the United States. Well, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone was primarily recorded in Los Angeles, thousands of miles away from Motown's regular Detroit, Hicksville, USA recording studio. Lead vocals on the song were Diana Ross, and backing vocals by Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, and the instrumentation and additional background vocals by Los Angeles area studio musicians. The Funk Brothers were not on this record because it was recorded in Los Angeles. As mentioned, the song was written by Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland Jr., and produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. Well, here are the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, right here on Motown.
Instead
turn the key. Locked your love away from me.
Love is here. Now, oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you. Now, oh my darling, now you're gone. You said loving you would make life beautiful with each passing day. But as soon as love came into my heart, you turned.
You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me on your own, then you left me all alone.
But you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
Email Tom at MotorMemories at yahoo.com.
There's no stopping us now, now that we've found our way. There's no stopping us now, our love is here to stay. Foolishly we've been apart, breaking each other's heart. Stubbornness and foolish pride caused us.
Motor Memories with Tom Fallon.
The world is just a great big onion. And hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. Oh, baby. And the only way to get free of this great.
The melody and the beat.
Oh yeah.
But
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together with the B-side of the 45, California Soul. The Fifth Dimension had a top 25 hit with that song from 1968, but their version reached number 56 in the United States Billboard pop charts from 1970. Before that, Marvin and Tammy with the A-side of the 45, The Onion Song, and they reached number 50 on the United States Billboard pop charts, number 18 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1970, and that was their biggest UK single, reaching top 10 status in 1970. Before that, The Supremes featuring Diana Ross, the B-side of the 45, There's No Stopping Us Now. That was recorded and released in 1967. And we started with the number one smash hit, number one on both the pop and rhythm and blues charts in the United States, Diana Ross with The Supremes, and Love Is Here and Now You're Gone from 1967. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist A and B side of their 45 that they released. Coming up, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Hip City Part 2 right here on Motown. Junior Rock on the All-Stars with the B-side of the 45, Hip City Part 1, even though it was the B-side of the 45, that was recorded and released in 1968. The A-side of the 45 was Hip City Part 2, and then reached number 31 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, number 7 on the Rhythm and Blues Charts in 1968. Junior Rock on the All-Stars never released a live 45, but the Motown producers wanted to make it seem like it was live. Well, this half hour, we featured each Motown RS 45, both the A and the B sides of the 45. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.